I gotta track that down. Matthew's a great kasher. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. Bezrat Hashem. First of all, the first nakuda I want to begin with is Aran in Maseches Sukkah that I gave everyone to see. We didn't get to see it yesterday, so I want to begin with that. And that is that on Aleph on Aleph, the Daf Yarif, the Aran is bothered by Akash, and thank you to Ephraim for doing research on this. And that is that the Ran here in Dirmaskal Vasukha, Aleph Alaf Dapya Rif, points out the following. He says, the Timahani. Timahani means he has a Bam Kasha. What's the Bam Kasha?
Where is this right?
An Aleph Alaf Dirmaskal Vasukha, okay? In where I have here, Vasukha in the Oz Vahadr. He asks the following. He says, if you have a minimum Sukkah of Shiva Tvachim al Shiva Tvachim, and you have a sukkah that is a little bit less than Esrim Amma, what's the din? What's the din in such a case? What's the din? The din is that it's kosher. And he's bothered by, if you're a Rav Huna or a Rav Zera man, which is looking at Sel, he says that's impossible because the sukkah, the width of the sukkah is so small, then there is no way that there's going to be what? There's no way there's going to be shade from the sun that's going to fall what? Into the sukkah. Okay? All right, we got this? Ariel, you got this? Okay, let's get this down. You have a note? You have a piece of paper?
Yeah, there's a picture in the...
Okay, all right. According to the kasha that we're starting off with, the Ran. The Ran asks, do you have a sukkah that's, let's say, 19 amas high, and it's shiva by shiva tvachim, Koin Rav Huna and Rav Zeri, you have to have tzel from the sock that goes in the sukkah. But we don't have that, Lamaisa, in such a case. B'mitzias, he writes the expression, if you guys didn't see it inside, I want you to see it inside tomorrow. He says, V'chi yecholen anu l'hachisha mukhash, can you contradict the facts? If you can't contradict the facts, in this picture you see the sock will go out of the sukkah. The tzel will go out of the sukkah. So since the tzel will go out of the sukkah, what do you see? You see that you should have a problem. If you're a Rav Huna and a Rav Zera man, that cell's not going to be good. Halacha l'maaseh. It has to fall within the sukkah. If it doesn't fall within the sukkah, you got a problem. So everyone got that kasha? Let's get the kasha down. Again, the Ran asks, v'timiheni, in the Ramask of a sukkah. Okay, you have it? In the regular Dapi Arif? Okay, yeah, he's asking a kasha. You should see it there. Alpha Mav Dapi Arif. He's bothered by this kasha. Yeah, it's right there, Svi. The sukkah. Sukkah, dear mask of a sukkah. He asks his kasha. He says, how could that be kosher if it's 19 amas and it's shiva talking on shiva talking? Yoni, you got that? That's what the Ran asks. He says, chush machish. It never falls in there. So the Ran has a phenomenal chiddush. I want you to get this. The Ran's chiddush is it doesn't... little. He says, lafikach ani yorim mitoch adochak. He says, I want you to say... He says, Lafikach and Yorim Toch HaDochak, that the Rabbanon have a Mesorah that until Esrim Amma, you feel comfortable in the Schach. The Schach protects you, and you feel comfortable from the heat of the sun. It's going to prevent you from heat of the sun. However, when it's above 20, it gets too hot, you no longer feel comfortable. So I want you to get this down. It doesn't mean what? It doesn't mean shade anymore. Matthew, get this down, Lamais. You get it down while you're finishing it. The Ran says the definition of tzel doesn't literally mean tzel. It means comfortability from the sun. It means being protected from the sun. And up till 20, you're protected from the sun. Outside, above 20, you are no longer protected from the sun. And that's what Reb Zeira and Rav Huna said their chiddush was of tzel. Doesn't literally mean shade. It literally means comfortability from the heat. And above 20, you are no longer comfortable from heat anymore. That's exactly the chiddush. Hey, Jacob, you want to sit over here? You got room? I want you to sit on the table. You got a table?
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the chiddush of the Ran. He says he's pushed into saying he has no choice. Now, Ephraim found an article that wanted to say the following. It was written in the Torah Journal, printed in the Yeshiva Shalbim. I want you to say over what are the two suggestions different than the Ran. Okay, how do you solve that, Ephraim? Number one, that what? Go ahead.
So in Eretz Yisrael, like Rebbe said, you're never going to have, during sukkahs, you're never going to have the shade fall from the sky fall into the sukkah. So this mathematician did the calculation that on the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, which the sun shines the most and it's kind of covers the most ground in the
right. So therefore, what?
Yeah. So
on midday.
Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. For several, not just midday, for several hours, you're going to have.
There will be shade that will fall in the sukkah, even by a minimum shear.
Yeah.
Okay, so get that down. There's another pshat. The Ron said, what's the Ron's answer? It doesn't mean what? It doesn't mean shade. It means comfortability from the sun. Up till 20, you'll be comfortable. Above 20, not. That's the Ron. The first pshat that Ephraim is saying, we can give a different answer than the Ron. What's the different answer than the Ron? That on the summer solstice, the longest day of the year in Eretz Yisrael, there will taka be shade in the sukkah. Even by Shiva Tvachim, I'll Shiva Tvachim. By 19 Amos.
Even though it's not in sukkahs, there's still just it's with sale because there is a possibility.
Right. As long as there's a possibility, even though it's not in sukkahs proper, but there's a day in the year that you'll have that. Please get that down. I want you to get this down. What's the other pshat, Lamaisa?
I didn't really understand it so much, but it said at the equator.
Yes.
Like the Chachamim are talking about at the equator, where the sun is directly above you,
then there will be. So the other pshat is at the equator on Sukkot.
Any day, really.
At the equator, also on Sukkot, at noon,
the shade will
drop it directly in a small sukkah. So I'm going to chazer this over now. Please get it.
And the 1-5 ratio is according to the
right.
According to both, is exactly
okay, we're working with that first day in Tisus. So let's chazer this segment over. Let's get it. Number one, the Ron Dibmask of a sukkah is bothered by if you hold like Rav Huna Reb Zeira and you have the smallest sukkah of Shiva Ba Shiva, the minimum size of a kosher sukkah, and it's 19 amas high, there's no way there's going to be shade going to fall in. I'll be physics. The Ron asks such a kasha. And he says it's the shade's got to fall in the sukkah from the schach. So the terrence of the Ron is, I have no other, he says, chush machish. That's the metzias. So the Ron says, you know what? I have no other choice but to say it doesn't mean shade itself. But what does it mean, Marty? Let's get it down. It means being comforted from the sun. Up till 20, you're comforted with the sun. Above 20, you're not comforted with the sun. And therefore, it's a problem. That's in a gigantic chiddush of the Ron because it's not literally shade. It means what? It means comfortability from the sun. That's number one answer to the Ron. Two other pshatim to answer the Ron is written by Dr. Shlomo Adler, printed in a Torah journal from Shalbim, is that in this longest day of the year in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not Sukkot, but there will be a sun that will drop shade directly in the sukkah. In the longest day of the year in Eretz Yisrael, that's one pshat. The other pshat is that on the equator, at noon, there also will be a small size sukkah, there also will be shade directly in the schach. Directly in the sukkah itself. So basically, we have three different answers to solve this Ron. But I want you to know all three answers, okay? Because the Ron is a phenomenal chiddush, okay? That's the first mahalach I want you to get. Number two, let's go. We got a lot to do today, Bishop. Every day we have a lot to do. Number two is the following. Number two is, yeah, quickly, David, go ahead.
According to the first pshat we said,
yes?
Since you're being comforted by the sukkah, is that not just being comforted by the shade coming from the water?
No, he says nothing about the sun. It diminishes the heat of the sun. Might be sometimes because of the shade, but it doesn't have to be the shade. The shade is just a manifestation of being comfortable.
But some of you are comforted because of the shade. You know,
but it's not shade. That's what he's saying. It doesn't have to be shade. He's saying the shade, the concept of shade in the Gemara is lav dafik. It's a gigantic chiddush. Lemishu Yoshev Takhtash in a mischamim ba kokach. Kiloaya Megula. Beishas Elchacha be Gemara. Higher than 20, it's going to heat up much more. So that's the first vial. You got it? You look at it inside if you didn't see it from yesterday. Yes, Matthew, go ahead. He has no other answer. He throws his hands up in the air. He says, I have to say this pshat. That, he's being pressed into it. Okay. Number two, please get it. Second mahalach. Adam, you got this? Second mahalach. You to come on. Bisman, we got to be Bisman. Okay? Just like we finished Bisman, because I know you guys got college. You got mincha Bisman. You got to be on time. You to want you sit up here. There's no room for the table. Okay? You want to sit up here, Lamaisa. Okay? All right, let's go. Number two point. I want you to get this in the Rosh on Daf Chav Beis. The Rosh on Daf Chav Beis. I didn't give it to you, but we said over from it yesterday. What did the Rosh say in Daf Chav Beis? The Rosh quotes a Bala Itter, which I want you to get it down, and it's also a Rabbeinu Tam and a Sefer Yashar that says that shade expands. We have from Rashi that the sunlight expands, not the shade. But the Rosh quotes of Al Itra and Dafkav Beis that says Beferish, and the Rabbeinu Tam writes to the Sefer Yashar that shade expands as well. I want you to know those shitas as well. That there is such a sheet in Rishonim that says that shade expands. Not like Rashi said that sunlight expands. So the Korban Asana says, what's going on? You can't have a machlekes in Metzias. We mentioned that the first day, didn't we? From our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal. Remember we said that? Didn't I say that in Shir? You can never have a machlekes in Metzias in Gemara. There's a machlekes in Baba Kama between 2 days and a month. Are oxen tame? You know, oxen are oxes. Are they tame or not? Sir Barron said, go ask a zoologist whether they're tame or not. How can it be 2 days in the Gemara? So you know what the answer is? You guys got to get this. Yushalmi says, Yatris, you go ask that zoologist, you know what he'll tell you? He'll tell you 50% of the oxen are tame in the world. Is that enough to deem them all tame? One day it says yes. The other day it says no, you need 51%. You have to lum the size of the Metzias. Jacob, you got that chop? You got to lum the size it. You cannot have a machlokes mitzias. This is a machlokes of Yochum and Nuri in the Chum. Is Oris min dagan? Does Oris ferment like chametz? Go to the lab. Do an experiment. You know what the answer to that is? Do the experiment. This is a machlokes how to interpret the results. If 50% of the time Oris leavens, ferments, then it's considered to be dagan. The other sheet says, no, you need 51%. You understand this chop? Yoni, you got to get this for all learning for the rest of your life. You can never have a machlokes in Metzias. Yushalmi writes in Shvi'is. You have to lumdicize it. And that's exactly the way we just did. I just gave you two examples. So the Korban Asana is bothered by this example. What Rashi says, sun expands. The Baal Itra Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yashar says, the shade expands. Which is it? So he wants to claim in the morning, the shade expands. But when it's high, when it's noon, when it's mamish noon, then the sun expands. That's how I want to solve. There's no machlekes in Metzias. The Korban the sun on the bottom of the page of the Rush.
In the morning, which expands.
In the morning, the shade expands. But what in when it's noon, the sun is the thing that expands. That's why there's no machlekes in Metzias.
What does that mean? The shade expands.
When you have schach and you have shade and you have the schach and the sunlight that comes in, what expands more on the floor of the sukkah? Is it the sunlight or the shade? So you have some. You have Rashi says the sunlight. You have the Baal Itra and Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar say it means the shade. So which is it? Can't have a machlokes in Metzias. Korban Asana says they're arguing which part of the day are you koveh the halacha based on. Do you look in the morning, later in the afternoon, or you look at when it's noon? That's the machlokes. So the Baal Itra and the Rabbeinu Tam that say the shade expands look in the morning, late afternoon. Rashi looks at when it's noon. You got that? That's the second mahalach. Clear? Yoni, you got it? Yes. The Korban Asana on the bottom of the Rush says, how can you have a machlokes in Metzias? You can't have a machlokes in Metzias. We just said that. We gave two examples. What are the two examples? The oxen and what else? The rice. Correct? Yushalmi says, Yishvish, because you go to the labs and machlokes and interpret the results. Yeah? So it comes out, Lamais is a third example. What expands? Is it the sunlight on the floor of the sukkah or is it the shade? Rashi, we learned yesterday, said the sunlight of Chafbez and Beis. Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yashar about it, they say it's the shade. So how could they be arguing? It's Machlokes and Metzias. The answer is, what time of day do you say are you Koveh Lahalach with? The morning or late afternoon? In morning, late afternoon, the shade expands. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, that's about it. Rashi says, I look at what happens at noon. Therefore, the sun, what? The sun is what expands. Rashi says, you look at the noon. Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yashar says, you look at the what? You look at morning, you look at the later afternoon. That's the second Mahalach. Marty, Klor, you got it? Make sure we get it all down. Okay, Adam, clear? All right, let's go, guys. Now we start today's unbelievable. This sugya is unbelievable. Every sugya is unbelievable. Okay, let's go now. Beis and Beis, guys. Let's go. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Everyone got it? Meisvei, frek the Gemara, Akasha. Meisvei. We have a kasha from a brisa, sukkah she gav all the mile and mehesri mama psula, Reb Yudah Machshir at our boy Mekamishi mama. When we get to that tesis, I think tomorrow, whether it's 40-50 lav dafka or not. But Reb Yudah says, up to 40-50 it's good. The Gemara quotes a story. Amar Reb Yudah, Maisa Behelene Amalka, below. There was a story with Helene Amalka in the city of Lod. She said, sukkasa gav all mehesri mama. Her sukkah was higher than 20 amma. By Yuskanim Nichnasim Yotzim Lasham, there were Tamanei Chacham that went in and out. The law of the Dover, they didn't protest at all to her. They didn't say a word to her. They should have said something to her. They didn't say anything to her. They didn't. They weren't moich at all. There was no protesting at all. Halacha l'maisa, none at all. Which is a tremendous what? Tremendous concept, right? Mutu shishogin la'yumizid, and we're going to talk about it. There's a shanof we'll get to the great length today. But l'maisa l'chura amra lo chamsin rabbi. What's going on? Misham raya. That's your raya. Ishaisa. First of all, she's a woman. Upturim in a sukkah. A woman's potter from a sukkah. How do you know a woman's potter from a sukkah? Please get it down. Please get this down. Not exactly correct, Matthew. Please get it down. I want you got to get everything down. Chaf chesim and beis. The Gemara says, Allah l'moshe m'sinai. That's why women are potter. Okay? And that's why women are potter. Rashi on the Mishnah says, mitzvah says yishub isman grama. L'maisa. Which is very difficult because the Gemara says Allah l'moshe m'sinai. Okay? So Rashi l'maisa adds on mitzvah isman grama. Pashup shot is... The answer is that the first night of Sukkot, Lamaisa, a woman's potter throughout all Sukkot. But she has a what? She has a chiyuv on the first night. I would have thought that what? I would have thought she's considered to be what? I would have thought she's considered to be chayiv, kamash malan. Yeah, Rashi, chaf chesem at beis, the Mishnah's chaf chesem at aleph, that women are potter from Sukkot. You're absolutely right, Svi. But the Gemara, on Amud Beis, Chav Chesem and Beis, I want you to get every marker. On Chav Chesem and Beis, says Allah Moshe Mishina that women are pturus. So the Mishnah tells you the din that women are pturus from a sukkah. The Gemara Chav Chesem Beis says Allah Moshe Mishina. Rashi on Chav Amud Beis on the Mishnah says Mitzvah says Man Grama. So the Prima Gadam says, why don't you come up with your new marker like Matthew did? It's against the Gemara. So the answer that I want to give now, maybe I'll give another answer another time, is that Mitzvah says she's Man Grama. Halach l'maisa potters you, there might be a difference between the first night and throughout all Sukkot. What's the difference between the first night of Sukkot and the rest of Sukkot? First night, you're mechuyiv to eat there. You're mechuyiv to eat there. The rest of Sukkot, if you want to eat bread, you got to eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to have bread, you don't have to be in the sukkah. It's like a mitzvah sitzis. It's a situational mitzvah. You got me? Okay? So l'maisa, it could very well be, that might be a mahalak why Rashi mentions mitzvah sesheh shebizman grama. Why does Rashi say mitzvah says shibizman grama? L'maisa, maybe you have to work with, and we'll fine tune it maybe a little bit more tomorrow, but maybe you have to work with l'maisa, they're potter from l'mach l'mosh m'sinai, but maybe the first night, you need an added reason why you're potter, and that's because of mitzvah says man grama. But those are the two reasons why women are what women are pturis. Okay? The Prima got a mass. Right now, I just want you to know is kasha. We'll talk about another time, Blinetter, what the answer to that kasha is, okay? There's two answers, Prima got a mark on there. Let's not get into the answers. Let's just point out. But what you said is like Rashi, Chafam and Beis. The Gemara says, Allah HaMosh Mitzinai, women are pturus. Okay. So they said, what are you talking about? Amr lo misham raya? Isha isa, pturim in a sukkah. She's part of the sukkah. That's why they didn't protest. Amr lehen, Reb Yudah said to Chafam, what are you talking about? Halo shiva banim hayula. There were seven kids. You got this? She had seven kids, and she didn't have twins. If she had seven kids, why didn't you be mocha them? She has to mechanech the kids. First of all, she was a tzedekis, and also she did everything according to the chacham. So the Gemara says, obviously, what? It must be the chacham said back to Rebuta, you have no raya. Rebuta said, you know what? I do have a raya. Because the mitzvah of chinuch, she did chinuch properly, and what else? And she did everything according to the Chachamim. So let's just point out before we get to the Gemara, we're not going to get to the Gemara tomorrow about how it plugs into Beis and Beis. Let's focus today on the mitzvah of Chinuch. Please get this, Dani. Frek the Gemara, lamili lemisni. What do you need to teach me? For what reason did he have to add that? He wanted to tell her that she was a Sadekah. She converted. Helene Amalka converted. Her son was Munbaz. Munbaz was a Heligatana. She converted. She was a Sadekah. In fact, she was a Nazira for 7 years. She was a woman can be a Nazira. It's a pasuk, Isha Isha. She was a big tzedekis. So she converted. So why do you need to compliment her? For what purpose? Hachi kamar lahu. Ki tomru banim ktanim hayu. If you try to tell me that banim ktanim are pturim in a sukkah, they came in sheshiva banim. Since she had seven, they came in sheshiva havi, ef shiklo avi buchad. There's one child that at least needs that can exist on their own. Because what do we say by a child that what? Child that needs the mother. Does a child that needs the mother have to be in the sukkah? Yes or no?
No.
Child that doesn't need the mother doesn't have to be in the sukkah. So you have to tell me, Chitomru, Kadshin, and Tzarech Limo, Midrabanan, Hu Mechayev. Oh, you'll tell me you're only Chayev Midrabanan? You'll tell me you're only Chayev Midrabanan? And the Ihi Midrabanan Lo Mashkacha, she could care less about Dinan Midrabanan. That's why they didn't what? That's why they didn't what? Say anything to her? Because they'd rather be a shogeg and not be amazing. Maybe she didn't pay attention to Dinan Midrabanan. We'll talk about that topic another timely letter. Okay? So you want to tell me that she doesn't pay attention to Dinan Midrabanan? Tashma, V'od Kol Maaseh Lo Asa Al Pi Chachamim. Whatever she did right. So please get this down. Number one, whatever she did right. No doubt. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying black on white here, that Chinuch is what? A mitzvah midrabanan. Let's get it down. Chinuch is no doubt a mitzvah midrabanan. The Gemara calls that black. The Feirish. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah midrabanan. Chinuch is a mitzvah midrabanan. There is a sheet I want you to know. I don't know how he's going to have to deal with our Gemara, but we must know it. And that is that the Rabbeinu Miyuchas, Chinuch is the Rabbanan. Mitzvah, Midrabbanan. No doubt. That's the Gemara says Beferish. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Miyuchas, which is a collector's item, who claims that Chinuch is Mitzvah D'Oraisa, based on the Pasuk Ki Yitzaveh Ashi Yadotiv. Mitzvah midiraisa. But it's a tremendous, tremendous kiddush to say that the mitzvah of chinuch is diraisa. Rabbeinu Miyuchas has it. Okay? Adam, let's get it down. It's against the Gemara. Our Gemara says he has a drasha from a pasuk in Brachos, l'man asher yadativ. So it's a tremendous kiddush, Dani, to say that chinuch is diraisa, because our Gemara says clearly that the mitzvah is midrabanan. So that's one premise that you see from this Gemara. And he proved his point, Lamaisa. He proved his point, Reb Yehuda, by saying that what the sukkah was very high. Okay. The number two nekuda that emerges from the Gemara is as follows. Is a woman chayiv in the midst of chinuch? The pasuk says in Mishle, chanoch lenar al pi darko. Please get that. And since it's in Nach, most Rishonim say, about Mechlokas, about Mori Barceloni, that it's a mitzvah midrabanan. Chanoch Lenar al pi darko. It's a pasuk in Mishle, Perichav Beis, pasuk Vav. You're supposed to mechanic your children, and it's in Nach. And most Rishonim, Machleis Balamor, Ribat Saloni, Divrei Kabbalah, is Lav Kedivrei Torah Dami. And the mitzvah is only what? Midrabanan. Yes? We got that? The question is the mitzvah of Chinuch. Who must implement this mitzvah of Chinuch? Is it the father? Or is it also the what? Or is it also the mother? This is a major, major machlokes. Please get it. The Meiri in Nazir, on Daf Chof Tes. The Meiri in Nazir, Daf Chof Tes, Amud Aleph, and Reb Avraham Minahar, another Rishon, and the Chumash Hadeshin claims that Tyson Erevin, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, claims that a woman, a mother, is also Mechuyiv in Chinuch, not just the father. Okay? However, Lamaisa, there are other Rishonim that argue, namely the Tos Yishonim that I gave you in Yuma, on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that writes explicitly that women are not Chayiv and Chinuch to Mechanech their kids. Tosfos and Nazir says the same thing, Achav Chesem, Pei Beis, Yirmasko, Beno, and the Maharam in Rutenberg. So there's a clear Machlokish in Rishonim, Yoni, as to whether women, a mother, are Mechuyiv and Chinuch. Okay? The Feirish Machlaikis. Yes? What is this Machlaikis? Again, the Meiri, Reb Avraham Minahar, and Tais, the Chumash Hadeshin claims that Tais and Erevin says it, that women are Mechuyiv in what? Mechuyiv in Chinuch. Okay? But the Tais and Shonim, Tais and Nazir, and the Maharam, remember, we say women are not Mechuyiv. You learn our Gemara the way we just learned it. The Gemara seems to say pretty, pretty clearly that what? It says that what? That woman, she was very, very careful about her children. Okay? Now, before we plug it back into our Gemara, what is this Machlokes and Rishonim Adam based on? Let's get it. What is the Machlokes based on whether a mother's Mechuyiv to Mechanech their kids? It's based on a Gemara in Nazir. I want you to get this. A father can impose a neder of Nazirus on his son. However, the Gemara says, Mishnah says in Nazir Chavtesim and Aleph, that a mother cannot impose Nazirus on her son. Why is that? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that a father can do it and a mother cannot. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says in the name Reish Lakish, that it's a din of chinuch, that a father's mechuyev to mechanech his kid, but a mother is not. So that is the root of the machlokas as to whether a mother is mechuyev in chinuch. If you hold like what? If you hold like Reish Lakish, halach lamaisa, and you hold like Reish Lakish, that's the question. So is a mother mechuyev to mechanech her kids? Maybe that's only according to what? Reish Lakish that she's not mechuyev to. But we don't paskin whenever there's a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Should we paskin like? We paskin like who? Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said there is a chiyuv chinuch. So what's there a split between a what? A father and a mother? Dadi, it's a lach what? It's a lach l'moshim what? A lach l'moshim sinai. If, however, you hold like the Rishonim, that a mother is what? That a mother is putter from chinuch. Yes? If you hold that the shayla is the mother's putter from chinuch, then what's the din? The din is a lach l'maisa. What do you do? The Mefarshim say when the Gemara says it, is it only Reish Lakish or is it even according to Rabbi Yochanan? That's the question. Halacha l'maisa. Is it even according to Rabbi Yochanan? That's the shayla. When the Gemara says a woman is not mechuyev l'chanukah's benah, could be there was a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai there, and that's a better marker. But Rabbi Yochanan might agree to Reish Lakish, there's no chiyuv of chinuch. Okay? So again, there is a machlokas in Rishonim whether a mother is mechuyev to do chinuch. It depends on a Gemara in Nazir. What does it say in Nazir? That a father can impose Nazirus on a son, a mother cannot. Why is that so? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the split between a man and a woman. Reish Lakish says no, it depends on chinuch. A father is a mitzvah of chinuch, a mother does not. So I'm saying the Rishonim that say that a mother does not are saying that line is both according to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Because he had a better marker. He had a better svar. But Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish, there's no mitzvah chinuch. But the Rishonim that say that what? The Rishonim that say a mother is not mechuyev in chinuch, a mother is what? Is mechuyev in chinuch, holds what? That Gemara is only according to who? Holds that Gemara is only according to who? Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the chinuch is on a mother and a father as well. Everyone got that? Yehuda, you got it? Okay. Yes, Marty.
First of all, isn't there a story where a mother
She would make him a nazir l'maisa. She would make him a special nazir. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. It's a question whether Shmuel was a nazir. It's the last mishnah Maseches Nazir. We assume that he was a nazir. That's a good kasha. Wasn't she imposing that? It's a good kasha, Marty. Let me think about that answer. Great kasha. Okay? What'd you say? Yes. It's a last mishnah in Maseches Nazir. Everyone confuses. Only Shimshin. The last mishnah in Nazir says that Shmuel was a Nazir, according to most Tanoim. Shmuel. It says, Moro Loyal Arosho. Don't put anything on his head. Good kasha, Marty. Let me think about it. Great kasha. What'd you say? We're talking. We're not breaking it up now. General chinuch now. Mitzvah chinuch. General chinuch. Okay. So we got this though. We got this. I'm going to say it one more time. Okay. One more time. Let's get it. The Mishnah says in Nazir Daf Chav Tes that a father can impose Nazirus Yosef on a boy, on a son. A mother cannot impose that on her son. That's the Mishnah. Why is that Mishnah so? So Rabbi Yochanan says because halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that a father can do it and not a mother. Reish Lakish says it's a function of chinuch. A father is a mitzvah of chinuch, a mother does not. So I'm saying, but we said there's a machlok Rishonim with a mother's mechuyev and chinuch. So you plug it in like this. If you hold like the Rishonim that say that a mother's mechuyev and chinuch, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it was halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that split. Regarding chinuch, a father and mother are equal. The Rishonim that say a mother's putter from chinuch, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that a mother's putter from chinuch, but he came up with a new, he had a better marker. The better marker is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That is the root of this machlokas Rishonim. You got to know this. Okay? Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
To answer his question, would you be able to say that it was different by Shmuel? Because she said it before Shmuel was born. And
okay, but she was imposing it. Okay, she was imposing it, though. It's a kasha. Excellent kasha, Mark. I want you to know that. I had to correct.
Hashem said to me,
I understand, but it's also imposing. It's the same thing, Pashup Shah. It's imposing. I want you to know one of my daughters made that mistake. She said, I had taught my children at the Mishnah Nazir that Shmuel was a Nazir. It's on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Haftarah. On this Rosh Hashanah. So the teacher says to my daughter, you're wrong. You're making yourself a Shimshon. So I had to write back a note, you know, look in the Mishnah Maseches Nazir, cover the teacher, right? And she wrote back that she was mistaken, made a mistake. She was Moed Al Emes. We have to always be Moed Al Emes. But it's a great Kasha, Marty. You got me? Okay? It's the last Mishnah Nazir album, okay? You look it up. This is Daf Samachay, I think. You hand me the Maseches Nazir. Okay. So now we're setting up the stage, guys. Don, you got everything down? You missed. Okay? Right? Get down with the source of that. The last Mishnah, thank you, sweet. The last Mishnah in Nazir is on Daf, I think it's Samache. Yeah? Says like this. Yeah. Nazir Haya Shmuel. Kedivri Rinahoroi. I'm sorry. Samach Vavu Medalev. The last Daf in Nazir. Shenemar Mora Loyal Rosha. Correct. Mora Lemis. See, Nemr b'Shimshin Amora, Nemr b'Shmuel, so it compares it, Lamaisa. Interesting. All right, very good. Let me think about your kasha, okay? Very good, excellent, guys. Okay, let's go now. Now that we've established there's a major machloikis in Rishonim, whether a mother's mechuyev in chinuch, we now get to what? We now get to the following kasha, okay? We get to the following kasha. There is the Tosfos Shonim that I wanted you to see in Maseches, what? Maseches Yuma, the Daf Pei base. So, Lamaisa, let's say over to Tosfos Shonim in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei base. And Lamaisa, this starts us with the whole Mahalach. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Pei Beis Amaf, in Yonah the Yoma, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch for fasting for kids on Yom Kippur. For a boy, you start doing the whole day 11 and 12, half a day, 9 and 10. For a girl, 10 or 11 the whole day, 8 or 9, half a day. By a boy, 13, you got to do it. 12 by a girl, correct? In fact, what's the Lashon of Mishnah? Mechan chino son. You do a mitzvah of chinuch. They have to start. Which is, I want to point out to you, by all the other fasts throughout the year, there is no mitzvah of chinuch on Avelis. Ein chinuch la Avelis, guys. Young children do not have to fast Tisha B'Av at all, or all the other fasts either. Tzom Gedalia, Tisha B'Av, Shavuos Batamas, Asar Batavis, they do not have to Megillas Esther. Actually, Megillas Esther, if we have a chance today, maybe we'll get back to. Okay? But those four that I mentioned about Avelis, they're not Mechuyiv, because there's no mitzvah chinuch by Avelis, which we'll also have to get back to as well, B'Zashem. Okay? By every mitzvah in the Torah, there's a mitzvah chinuch, except for Avelis. Ein chinuch Avelis. If a cotton wants to sit home and sit Shiva, that's fine. But if he wants to go to school, we let him. We let the boy or girl go to school. If God forbid they lost a parent or a sibling. Okay. So the Tosfos Shonim begins with the following kasha. It says, I don't understand. We have a Mesorah that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Ein Beizim Mitzuvin, Ein Beizim Kol Duchto, Katan Ochol Nevelis, Ein Beizim Mitzuvin Lafrisho. If you have a Katan in a quarter pounder, is Beizim Mitzuvin to stop him? No. That's an accepted Gemara everywhere. Shabbos, Kuf Yudal, Yavam is Kuf Yudal, Aleph. There is no way we're not Mitzuva Lafrisho. So he asks a great Kashi. He says, I don't understand. The Mishnah says in Yuma that we have a what? We have an obligation to do what? We have an obligation to mechanach our kids to fast on Yom Kippur to get them regilin b'mitzvahs. That's the Lashon in the Mishnah, regilin b'mitzvahs. Frek the Tosfos Shonim, what are you talking about? Halacha l'maisa, right? The Tosfos Shonim says, okay, b'chol duchta, let's start it like this, okay? I'm gonna start the Tosfos Shonim like this. That's a later Nakuda. The Kasha's like this. We have a mitzvah in the Mechanic kids, but it says in Nazir what? What does it say in Nazir? What does it say in Maseches Nazir? It says that what? There is no chiyuv. Halacha l'maisa in Nazir. It says that there is no chiyuv. Bito ain't a chayv l'chancha. And here we have to mechanach a daughter. That's the first nakuda of the Tosfos Shana. Please get that kasha down. It says in Yuma, you have to educate a daughter to fast. But it says in Nazir, you're not mechayver. What's the answer? That's special by Naziris. Other mitzvahs, you're mechuyev to mechanach, a son and a daughter. That's the first nakuda of the Tosfos Shana. Chinuch applies to both boys and girls. Naziris is special. Then he asks the following kasha that we just said. If a katan is eating a quarter pounder, Beis Din doesn't have to stop him. So if he doesn't have to stop him from doing this, sir, we have to educate him? Boy, if you don't have to stop him from eating the quarter pounder, so then why are you machliv to do chinuch? That's the kasha. You guys got to get that. You got the kasha? If I'm machliv to what? If I'm machliv to mechanach, why don't I don't have to stop from eating the quarter pounder? How do those two things square? So there are two terutzim to that kasha. Please get it. What are the two theories from the kasha? Number one is Rabbi Elazar Mintz. What does Rabbi Elazar Mintz say? That chinuch is only to do mitzvahs, but not to stop a guy from doing an isser. Says the who? The shita. Who is the shita? The Urayim. Rabbi Elazar Mintz is the Urayim. What does the Urayim say? Chinuch, rak al mitzvahs, lasot. V'lo lafrushim yisser. And what is Yom Kippur? What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a mitzvah essay to have affliction, not to just stop a guy from eating. So that's the answer the Urayim gives. Amazing answer. However, there's another answer given. That answer is given by Rebbe. His name is Rebbe, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. What's Rebbe's answer? What's Rebbe's answer that he gives? Rebbe's answer is that chinuch is only on the father, but not on Beis Din. And therefore, we don't have to stop him. Rebbe? His name is Rebbe, the Tosfos Shana. They quote this as the Tosfos Shana. Tosfos Shana quotes as Rebbe, chinuch, rak al ha'av, velo al Beis Din. Got it? That answers that kasha. What? One second, Svi. Then he's bothered by, what do you do with our Gemara? Matthew? Our Gemara says black on white that the mother did chinuch. What do you do with Helena Malka? Right? He asked that kasha. What's his answer? He says mitzvah ba'alma. What does mitzvah ba'alma mean? It means midas chasidus. She was machmer on herself. So don't bother me with that Gemara. With our very own Gemara, he says. Don't bother me with our Gemara. Our Gemara, she went out of the way. She was a Sedekis. He says, what do you do with Maisa and Helena Amalka? She yashma v'shiva v'neva sukkah. Shema havelem av. Two answers. Get it down. Maybe they had a father and he died. Shema havelem av v'chanchem b'kach. V'afila lo hayelem av. Hayem v'chanchem l'mitzvah ba'alma. Even if they didn't have a father, she was a Sedekis. So let's get to two answers. I wrote one answer on the board. One answer is mitzvah ba'alma. The first answer is Shema Hayalem Av. Okay? So the Chaz of this over now. Lock, stock, and barrel. The Tosfos Shana in Yuma. You know, there was a great gong named Reb Lazer Silver. You know who Reb Lazer Silver was? He was a great, great gong. Great tzaddik, a great gong. And the Rav, when he came over from Europe to Boston, he had to give a shir somewhere. And his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, who was a Rosh Shiva until 1941, warned the Rav that you better be ready when you give the shir, because there's going to be someone in the audience that Reblazer Silver knows all the Tosfos Shana and Yuma Baal Peh. The Rav had to give a shir on Yuma. So he said, you better be well prepared. So the Tosfos Shana, Dani, we cast it over like this. He began with Akasha. How can the Mishnah say in Yuma there's a mitzvah mechanach our daughters to fast in Yom Kippur? It says in Nazir, you're not allowed to what? You can't impose Naziris on a daughter. There's no mitzvah chinuch on a daughter. What's the answer? That's limited to Naziris. Only by Naziris is no mitzvah chinuch on a daughter. Everyone else is a mitzvah chinuch on a daughter, of course. Yes? Then what did the Tosfos Shana ask? How about what the Gemara says, the Beis Din's not mitzvah to stop a guy from eating a one quarter pounder, but we have a mitzvah chinuch. So what are the two terutz in that kasha? Number one, the Urayim. Urayim says chinuch is only on mitzvahs to do, not to stop a guy from an isser. And Yom Kippur is what? Is a mitzvah inui proactively. It's a mitzvah practically affliction. And the second answer is the Rebbe, because you're showing him quotes, the chinuch is only on the father, not on the Beis Din. What do you do with Helen and Malka? Our story. Maybe they had a father and he died. And they taught, he taught her how to do it. Number two, she was a tzedekis. Zeminis chassidus that she did. Yes, David?
I don't understand the second answer of that the chinuch is only on the father, not the chinuch is only on the father, not the Beis Din.
We have to be mazel what the svaras are, but I want you to know what the answer is.
I don't understand. What is that answer? I don't get how that, like.
Well, what was the kasha? Ain based in mitzvah not frisho. If based in sees a guy eating quarter pounder, then I'm not going to stop him. Because why? Because why? Because the mitzvah of chinuch is only on what? On a father, not based in. So then I'm not going to stop the guy from eating a quarter pounder.
But how does that explain why we require to teach the son to eat, but not to eat on Yom Kippur? Well, that's not answering.
It is answering that. Chinuch is on the father. The father's mechuyev.
Oh, so it's not Rosh Hashanah.
The father's mechuyev. Mishnah didn't say who. The stomach means the parents. That's how they'll plug him in. We have to be mazur what the svaras are, but I want you to get the answers. Now, when you analyze this, when you think about this, the Arayim does not buy the distinction of what? The Arayim does not buy the distinction of who? Between a Rebbe, between what? The father and no Beis Din. And in the same vein, Rebbe doesn't hold the distinction between what? Mitzvahs to do and mitzvahs not to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Each one of them did not hold the other's distinction. Okay? They did not hold of each other's distinction. Is that clear? Yes, David.
So we're saying a Beis Din doesn't have to refrain someone from Isser, but a father still would have to refrain.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm bringing out, what I just said. Chinuch is on the father, not on the basis. But he doesn't buy that distinction. The father's going to have to do everything. The father's going to have to mechanech the guy to do and stop a guy from doing this. Okay? And in the same vein, the Urayim says what? What does Urayim say? What does Urayim say? The Urayim's going to say that what? There's no distinction between a father and a basis. The chinuch is only on doing things, not on stopping. You follow me? How each one does not hold to the other sheep. Okay. Now that we've established this, we can point out a lot of nafkaminas that emerge from this, and then we'll bring it back to our Gemara. It's late already, guys. Let's get this. Donnie, you got this? Okay. First nafkamina I want to bring out, before we get to the nafkaminas, I want to try to be masbir, a svara that I saw once from the Sefer Avnei Shoham. There are two approaches that we can suggest to what the mechanics of the mitzvah of chinuch are. Number one is to get them regilim to do mitzvahs. I don't want them to be like a blind person when they become a bar bas mitzvah. I want to educate our children so they'll know what to do, how they'll be able to fulfill the different details, how it's going to be done properly. That's one approach to chinuch. But the other approach to chinuch is the following. Shlo nireh, and he shouldn't look like a goy. I don't want my Jewish children looking like a goy, therefore I have a mitzvah to educate them to do mitzvahs. You got me, Ario? These are two distinct approaches as to why, what the mechanics are to the mitzvah of chinuch. Is it to get them ready, habitual to do mitzvahs? That's a lashon in the Mishnah. Or do I say I don't want them to make sure that I don't want them to look like goyim? And where is this svara that I don't want them to look like goyim come from? So I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from, there is a Tyson Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Gimel and Beis. Are you familiar with this machlokes? You know, here shot the katan or potter for mitzvahs. What about a blind person? A blind person chamsay is chayv mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda says a blind person is potter for mitzvahs. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tulsa says, you want a blind person to be like a goy? Chas v'sholom. So therefore, Tulsa writes in Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, he writes, just want to finish this one line very quickly, Tulsa writes in Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that we don't want them to be looking like a goy. So therefore, what happens? The Chacham imposed on a Summa, Yechayv and Omitzis. Because I don't want a blind person to look like a goy. So even though a blind person is putter for mitzvahs, but min rabbanan, they impose the mitzvahs on the person. Okay? In the same vein, that's exactly how you could suggest a new svara for chinuch. The reason why we want chinuch, we have a mitzvah of chinuch for our kids, we don't want them to look like goyim. Shalom aleichem.
My name is Moshe Einstetter. I come from Cleveland. I've been coming here for close to 30 years. We distribute money to impoverished families twice a year, before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Yeruah, and before Purim. There are hundreds of families that are impoverished, and we take very great pains to make sure, I shouldn't say that, we're very careful, scrutinized, to make sure it goes to the right people. That's one thing. The second is, it's a real tzedakah in the sense that the expenses incurred in getting the money there do not come from these funds. They're covered elsewhere. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes to near Eretz Yisrael. It's an honest and it's a real tzedakah. Shachter is a close friend of mine. If he gets the money before, hopefully well before Sukkot, or if he even gets a commitment before that time, we'll lay out the funds and we'll distribute the money. Last Purim, I got stuck with $700. Baruch Hashem. So it wasn't covered, so I covered it. That usually doesn't happen. So we will honor a commitment even before the money comes in. For tax purposes, checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund. That's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. We simply turn it over. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do. You get the money to Rabbi Shechter, it'll find its way to me.
This is for Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also? Okay, yes, if you get here. Put it in? Yeah. Try the other one.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
You still traveling back?
What'd you say?
You still traveling back and forth?
From where? You live in safe.
Safe. It's
not that bad. Hello. It depends on the traffic. Depends on the day. Today was very bad. Yeah, it should be right next door. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Donnie. Yeah. See you soon, kind of, if you can sure. Okay. All right, so we got this now. We got the two spars of what chinuch is. Okay? Either the reason why we have a mitzvah chinuch is to what? Is to get our kids regular for mitzvahs. That when they become a gadol or a katan, you only get this down. That's why I want to make sure that they're what? They don't know what's going on when they become a bar bas mitzvah. The other approach is, no. It's kind of like Sur Meirah. I want to make sure they don't look like Goyim. And where did that Svara come up? Tosa said in Rosh Hashanah, corner of Yudah, that assume is Pater from mitzvahs, but Min Rabbana and Yerchayiv and all mitzvahs. They don't want assume to look like a Goy. So maybe you could say a similar Svara says this Avnei Shoam about the mitzvah of Chinuch as well. Two different approaches to the mitzvah of why we have a mitzvah of Chinuch. Okay, I want to just take it a step further, okay? We'll get to the kashas, okay, guys? But let's get to, I want to show you some nafkaminas in these two approaches. Let's plug it in right away. Let's go right away with the Urayim and the Rebbe. Who has a responsibility to look to the future? A father. Bezin cannot have that responsibility. I want you to get this down. Two goes with what? One. Okay? I'm just going to write it here, Rebbe. Right here, Rebbe. And this is, whose responsibility is it to make sure that our children don't look like Goyim? That is what? That's on Beis Din. Now think about this Svara. If you abstain from a Big Mac or a quarter pounder, does that show that you're a Jew? Maybe you're a Goy that doesn't like a Big Mac. Maybe you're a Goy that doesn't like a quarter pounder. What shows that you're a Jew? You proactively do a mitzvah, like Sheik Aluluf, like sit in a sukkah. So I'm going to write down Urayim right here. Does everyone have this? Works beautifully, guys. This distinction of chinuch being only on the father to look to the future, that's the father's responsibility. Basically, can't worry about everyone else's future. I'm going to write lati, bati, in the future. However, If I'm the approacher of the Arayim, and I have to make sure that a guy looks like a Jew and not like a Goy, you better make sure Chinuch's on things to do, lasos, like Shekalula. Fasting on Yom Kippur is proactively Inui. That's the major machloikis here. That's the major machloikis in the what? The two approaches, the Chinuch. I want you to get this clear. Avram. I said that two is one here. I wrote it down. Rebbe. I wrote it. Right? We said it. We said the Svara. What is regilim b'mitzvahs? You look to the future. Beis Din is not responsible for the future. Remember we said that? Kids are. The parents are. So since the parents are, then Lamaisa, you can make this distinction. So Rebbe's working with the Svara of number one. Even though this is two, don't get confused. This is two and this is one. Avram, you got it? That's why I wrote Rebbe here, okay? However, the Arayim is one, is two here. Shalom Nira Kaku. Because responsibility is upon Beis Din, adding that our children should not look like what? Not look like, we'll get to the kashas, okay? We got to make some ground, guys, okay? We'll get to everyone's kasha. So we see the favors from Isa. They have these two approaches that plug in very nicely. So it comes out, and I gave it to you in Seder, that this might depend upon a machloikis lamaisa, and this is where I'm going to start the nafkaminas that I want you to see. Okay? Number one, Rashi, the Ramban, say that a katan lo yachol lo tzi. Why? Because a katan is lav bar chiyuva. He is not a bar chiyuva. He cannot be motzi agadol. However, Tosfos Brachos, which I gave you, says Beferish, Tosfos Megillah and Daf Yutes, says Beferish, a katan can be motzi agadol. What does it depend upon? Because a katan is a bar chiyuva. What does this depend upon? What is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father? This is Rashi and Rabban. Mutal al ha'av. Tosfos says no. The mitzvah is al ha'what? Al ha'katan himself. The mitzvah is on the katan himself, min Rabbanan. Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father? Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the katan? Therefore, if it's on the father, you're a blank. The cubs are la bar chiyuva. He can't be motzi agadol. However, according to Tosfos says a cub can be motzi agadol. A cub's a bar chiyuva. Because why? If the mitzvah of chinuch is on the katan, he becomes a bar chiyuva. He becomes a bar chiyuva. And I want to plug it in the following vein. Adam, let's get this. Donnie, you with me?
Yeah.
If you hold that I want to make sure that he doesn't look like a goy, let's get this down. That's the Lord Shalonir Kakum. If I want to make sure he doesn't look like a goy, the Chachamim made him into what? They made him into a bar chiyuva. Yes. They made him into a bar chiyuva. Whereas if the whole point is that I'm the father, then I hold like this. Regilim de mitzvahs. That's a beautiful nafkaminin. Beautiful nafkaminin. These two approaches, the Mazmur Machlekes Rebbe against the Arayim. What did I want you to see in Seder? Let's get it down. When you do Zimun, can a Katan, can three Katanim do their own Zimun or not? So I pointed out to you, we saw it in Seder. Let's get it down. Amazing. That according to the Rambam and Uchas Brachas, Perakei Alacha Zayin, the Rambam is mashma that ketanim can do zimun themselves. Nizamnin la'atzman. Ketanim can do zimun themselves. But the Kesef Mishnah Alacha Zayin says no. The Brisa never mentioned ketanim la'atzman. It only mentioned women la'atzman. The Vilna Gaon says women can do a zimun on their own. Mishnah Berurah says not a good idea. Public policy wise, we don't recommend women doing their own zimun. But the Gemara never said ketanim do it themselves. What's the machlokes based on? What's the machlokes based on, guys? Can they do it or not? So if they're a bar chiyuva, this is one nafkamina, number one. Number two, ketanim mezamnim la'atzmam. Yes or no? If they can, then you hold her a bar chiyuva. This was the push of shot in the Rambam. Perakei halacha zayin, wasn't it? Kesef Mishnah said no. Kesef Mishnah says ain mezamnim la'atzmam, because he holds what? They're not a bar chiyuva. They're not a bar chiyuva. They cannot do the mitzvahs. They cannot do the mitzvah l'maisa and do a zimun for each other. Number three, a third nafkamin I gave you. Can a katan be mitzdareth to be a tenth man or a part of a zimun? What did the Rambam say? Perakei halacha zayin. Katan ayodei l'mimavarch mezamnin alav. He can be mitzdarev to a minyan in zimun, not a minyan in davening. A katan can be mitzdarev to a zimun. A katan can be, no doubt. Katan, the Rambam says, katan mitzdarev lezimun. Yes. And who says no? Toisvis in Brachis says ein mitzdarev lezimun. He quotes Yushalmi. He quoted Yushalmi, Toysis said. Toysis quoted Yushalmi in Brachas Memches Amaral after Mask of a Lace. Quotes Yushalmi, cut ain't a mistar of Lazimun, Achievish de Saris. And what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Yud. The Machaber Paskins like the Rambam, that a cut can mistar of to Zimun. The Ramos says no. The Ramos says no. He holds like Toysis. You got to make sure you're 12. What is it based on, guys? Adam. What is it based on? It's based on, is a cut in a bar chiyuva or not? Is a cut in a bar chiyuva? If you say we don't want to make it look like a goy, it transforms into a bar chiyuva. He could be motzi someone. He could do a zimun himself. He could even starve to a zimun. If you hold that it's just to be regilin mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva. He's a straw man. Yoni, you got this down? Yoni, you follow me? If he's a katan lamais, if you hold that he's regilin mitzvah, he's a straw man, he's a plank. So he can't be mitzdarif. Alpi halacha. So it will not be what won't be good. So there's a beautiful what? Beautiful nafkamina that emerges here. David, you got this?
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we're building it. Building this all depends on this story. Yes, Avram?
The third nafkamina is around.
Yes.
So do all three.
What did the Rambam say about Zimun? That it's good. That means you're a bar chiyuva.
But he also said Rashi and Rambam.
Rashi and the Ramban, not the Rambam. I said Rashi and the Ramban, right? We wrote it on the board. Rashi and the Ramban, not the Rambam. Rambam is very consistent. That a katan is a bar chiyuva. That he could have a Zimun himself, and they could be mitzdarif. Okay? Rashi and the Ramban, not Rambam, Ramban. That a cotton cannot be motzi. No problem, okay? Works very nicely. That's the Ramban, not the Rambam. Okay, Matthew, you got this? Okay? Yes, David.
And so we said that like Rashi and the Ramban would seem like Rebbe that they're regilin the mitzvahs.
Yes, that's the lumdus, regilin the mitzvahs. Therefore, they're not transformed in a bar chiyuvah, correct? Yes. We're utilizing this shittus. Yeah? We're utilizing this shittus. Okay? This brings us to the following. Okay? Let me ask you. Do you think there is any mandate for a katan to mechanech himself?
Depends.
You tell me. There was a great Rosh Hashiva in Torah Das, Reb Reuven Grozinski, in the Chedushi Reb Reuven, in Sukkah, in Simon Bays. He says, is there any notion for a katan to mechanech himself? What do you guys think? Plug it in. If you hold he's a bar chiyuvo, then you bet your bottom dollar there should be a mandate. If you hold that, what, it's coming upon the father, and he's just to be regilin the mitzvahs, then he has no responsibility to mechanech himself. Plug it in. Yoni, let's get it down. Is there any responsibility for a katan to mechanech himself at all? That depends upon how you view the mechanics of chinuch. Is it incumbent upon the father, and the cotton's like a straw man, a blank? Because if the father has to make sure he's regular with the mitzvahs or not, that depends upon this issue. Is mechuyev l'chanech asatzmo. The truth is, this comes out to amazing that I wanted you to see. What does the Ritva say? Dibra maskom Reb Yehuda. Dibra maskom Reb Yehuda. What does the Ritva say? Ritva says, when you do chinuch, do you have to make sure the kid gets everything aleph through tav perfectly, like you would do the mitzvah when he's a gadol or not? Yes, says the Ritva.
He says from this Gemara. Ritva says, mechanchin behechsher gomer. He says, not only that, I have to make sure he doesn't do any aveiros. Because on Yom Kippur, how are you supposed to say shecheyanu? No one can drink. Gemara says in Yom, an erev in daf mem amid beis, give it to a cotton. No. Asa l'mishrach, he'll grow up being a shegetz. He'll think you can drink on Yom Kippur. So we say shecheyanu Yom Kippur without any kos. But the Ritva says you better make sure that when you do chinuch, you give them everything perfectly. What'd you say?
Does that answer the question?
Let's see. Let's see. But what does the Ritva end up the piece? He says he saw people make a mistake. I saw Chachamim make a mistake about this. Who is that? The Ravan. You know what the Ravan says? Lo tzarich. Meaning, I'll give you the example. First day of Sukkot, do you have to own your Arba Minim? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. L'kachim l'chem. If I want to fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch with my child, can I give them a borrowed esrog?
Yes.
Do I fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch?
No.
According to the Ritva, no. According to Ravan,
yes.
Mr. Brewer quotes this. Tuf resh nun ches sifkot and chaf eches. You look it up. Tuf resh nun ches sifkot and chaf ches. Does he fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch? Now the Bir Halacha says if I give the guy a lemon, everyone agrees you're not yotze. Because that's nothing. But here I gave him a good esrog, it's just an external din that I did not fulfill. Is that good or not? You guys plug it in for me. Plug it in for me. Plug it in for me with the two approaches. You guys plug it in. Let's go, Matthew. Let's go. This is the Amelis of Tyre. The Lumbus. Go ahead.
I think the Ravan is
near Gakum. Excellent. If you hold Shul Nira Kakma, it's enough that I generally do chinuch. I don't have to get every detail in. But if I hold Regilin the Mitzvahs, so let's write it down. Regilin the Mitzvahs is the Ritva, and Shul Nira Kakma is the Ravan, and we should definitely try to go like you're the Ritva. If you're in a dire situation, like Simi said, you don't have a lot of money, it's hard sometimes to get, you know, Arba Minim for every child. Okay, so then you can rely on the Ravan. But the Ritva did not like this. He had in fact said he was mistaken. He calls him mistaken. Who was the Toim? The Ravan. He was a Rishon. Where is the Ravan? The Mordechai quotes the Ravan. Please get it down. Os tof shin nun tes. He quotes the Ravan. The Mordechai quotes the Ravan. That if you borrow it, it's fine. You still fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. It's master from the Ravan. Even though a gadol wouldn't fulfill a mitzvah with a borrowed one. It's amazing. And as I said to Mr. Bruin, Sifkon Chavches says, try to go like who? Try to go like the Ritva. It's expensive. So that's another very beautiful nafkamina. Five nafkaminas, guys. Yes, Donnie? Sure. In other words, if you hold chinuch is to ready the cut and katana, that when they come our mitzvah, they know what they're doing, then you better make sure you get everything perfect. That's the Ritva. The Ravan says, no, the point of chinuch is that they shouldn't look like goyim. They shouldn't look like goyim. Just give them a sululuf. It's enough. If I give them a borrowed one, nishkefirlof. You know what nishkefirlof means? No big deal. Excellent. Very good, guys. This, we're getting the lumbus of chinuch. You got this? Jacob, Klor? Okay, great. This is nafkamina. Next nafkamina I want to give. Two nafkaminas, and we got to bring it back to our Gemara. Yes. Two more. I want you to get this. You got to chazer this over. Good. What do we normally make a distinction between? A katni gil l'chinuch? Shalo gil l'chinuch. Yes?
Yeah.
What age is a katni gil l'chinuch? About 6 or 7. Let me ask you a question.
Write this down. Mishnah Berurah, I gave it to you. Mishnah Berurah, Simin Shin Mem Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. He makes a distinction in Kani Gilachinuch Shlo Gilachinuch. Who do you think that fits in good with?
Gilachinuch is the Rebbe.
Excellent. If you want to make a guy regilim b'mitzvahs, Donnie, think. If a guy knows it's flying, then it makes sense. Chinuch should only apply to a cut and she gilachinuch. But if you say the whole halach is the what? You shouldn't look like a goy, then it should apply to a cut and what? Get this down, Adam. Whether you're a gilachinuch or shaloi gilachinuch. No. The only thing you have to just say is that when you shaloi gilachinuch, it's like a joke. It's like misaski ba'alma. It doesn't show anything. But I'm just saying the distinction between a gilachinuch and shaloi gilachinuch fits much better in the regilin b'mitzvahs approach. Whereas the approach you don't look like a goy, it's harder to make that distinction. Because I should have a mandate, otherwise, I should have a mandate to make a cut and shaloi gilachinuch look like a Jew, shouldn't I? Unless you say that if he does mitzvah, it's like a joke. If you give a two-year-old arba minim, is that going to make him look like he's Jewish? Maybe he likes playing it as a toy. We had all these approaches, right? We had all these approaches. No, I'm saying, I'm glad he asked me that. This is an accepted distinction between a cut shigil the low legil achina. You understand what I'm saying?
Who came up with that? She's like the
inventor. Mr. Brewer points this distinction out. So I'm saying that distinction works better with the approach of Gilin B'mitzis. How would you save it according to the other approach? Because even if it's a cut shigil achina, Lamais, if you're giving him, I don't want to make him look like a goy. Okay, fine, but is that really doing anything? If you have a two-year-old kid playing with Arba Min, does that really show that he's Jewish? Maybe he likes playing with him. Maybe he's a goy. So I'm saying this distinction just works better according to the Regilim B'mitzvahs than the other approach. But you could still stand on your head and save it, the other approach. You follow me? So that's why it's a possible nafkamina. Okay? Yes, yeah. Yes, Jacob. A kut shigil l'chinuch has a mitzvah chinuch. A kut shaloi gil l'chinuch is no mitzvah chinuch. Okay? That distinction works well if you say the approach to chinuch is to get him ready to do what? Get him ready to do mitzvahs. You understand what I mean? But if you hold that the approach is he shouldn't look like a goy, what's the difference? Every little kid I have to make sure he looks like a Jew. No? So I'm saying what you have to answer is say the following. To give a little kid, two-year-old kid, Arba Minim shows nothing. Maybe the kid's still a goy, he likes to play with the Lulav and Esrog. So I'm saying that distinction is just much easier to say according to the first approach rather than the second approach. You understand what I mean? But you're going to have to make the distinction no matter what. That Mishnah Berurah, did I give you the Sifkatan? Shin Mem Gimel, Sifkatan Dalet. Okay. One last afkamin I want to give you guys. Okay. And then we got to bring it back to our Gemara. We'll have to finish up this Mahal tomorrow. Okay? Now we got to do the Tyson side. One last nafkamin I want to give you. And that is Safinin al Isser Midrabanan. Now this might be a bit of a problem, but we'll save it. Okay? Safina, are you allowed to feed a katan in Isser Midrabanan? Chicken and cheese, let's say. Chicken and cheese that's been melted together. Can you feed them? You're not allowed to feed a guy in Issa the Yeraisa. Can you feed a guy in Issa the Rabbanan? The Rambam says, Usser. The Rambam is Usser. I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam is Perik Yud Zayin, Alokha Chav Zayin, Ilchus Macholos Asurus. And the Rashba is Megal. Rashba says mutter. What do you think that's based on? Now this you could argue with, but no. But what I want you to get is the following. It's possible to say that if you hold the purpose of chinuch Adam is to what? Is to make sure that what? You prepare a cotton that becomes a bar mitzvah, then what? Then you can't feed him Isur D'Oraisa, you can't feed him Isur D'Rabbanan. So we'll say regilim. But if you hold that your mandate is what? To make sure your kid doesn't look like a goy, maybe it's enough not to feed him in Issa D'Oraisa. But to feed him in Issa D'Rabbanan, maybe not. Maybe that doesn't make him look like a goy.
That's still
I hear you, it's difficult. It is a little difficult.
It's
But this is what the Avnei Shalom wants to say, perhaps. The Avnei Shalom wants to say that if my mandate of chinuch is to make sure the guy doesn't look like a goy, maybe I'd be allowed to feed him in Issur D'Rabbanan. As long as I don't feed a guy in Issur D'Oraisa, it's enough. Now that itself is shvir. Why? Why is that itself shvir? Because we said looking, not looking like a goy, abstention doesn't show anything, right? Doesn't abstention show nothing? So I'm saying this is a little bit difficult, this nafkamina. I want you to get down why it's difficult. You understand? Because again, the Rambam holds that it's what? The Rambam holds it's usher to feed a guy d'oraisa and d'rabbanans. Because the Rambam holds regilin b'mitzvahs. The Rashba writes that it's mutter. So why is it mutter? So he brings up a svara to say that the mechanics of chinuch is you shouldn't look like a goy. So maybe by not feeding the guy in Issur D'Oraisa, that's enough to show he's Jewish. But if you feed him in Issur D'Rabbanan, that's not, you know, that's not a problem. So my time is that really true? Number one. And number two, the whole svara is based on abstentions, doesn't show anything, right? Remember we said that? By abstaining doesn't show that you're a Jew. So it's very difficult, I think, that last svara. But I want to just get this, please get this. Then now you have your point, Avram. Because what have we been saying all along with the Rambam? What do we say with the Rambam? That he's a Bar Chiyuva. If he's a Bar Chiyuva, that's Nirik, you what? You shouldn't look like a goy. Now we have the Rambam saying Regilin. Remember we said the whole time, what did the Rambam hold? That you become a what? What does the Rambam hold? What does Shlomo Nir Katan mean? That you become a Bar Chiyuva. We wrote it. We become a Bar Chiyuva. Right? Ketan and Kinezam, they made them, Chamin made them a Bar Chiyuva. That they can do their own Zimun, they can be Mitztarif, and now we have the Rambam here saying that it's Regilin. Right? Is that a problem? So I want to say no. I want you to get down to your notes. The Rambam holds both approaches are right. The Rambam holds both approaches are right.
He's talking about much younger.
Talking about Oktan, Marty, no matter what. Oktan. So what I want to say is, Ketanim Shigil Echinik is talking about. So the Rambam holds both approaches. Is there any other Rishon that holds both approaches? Yes. Toysis and Mesecha Shabbos, Andaf, Kuf Chof Aleph Amanaf, Dir Maskel Shema Mina, holds that there's no difference between a mitzitzese and a lotase, and there's no difference between a father and a beis din. There's a Tosus that says, please get it down, there's a Tosus in Shabbos that says, chinuch applies to both esse and lotase, to mitzitzese and porish misurim, mafish misurim, and also applies to what? A father and a beis din as well. That Tosus holds both approaches are right. And what we're saying now is the Rambam holds that both approaches are right as well. Halacha l'maisa. So it comes out that the Rambam, these are a bunch of nafkaminas we have, okay? And we're going to say the Rambam and Tosfos and Mesechta Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos, Kuf Chof Aleph holds both. Both, Bedaf Kuf Chof Aleph holds both what? Shnei Mahalchim. And we're saying the Rambam also does, based on what we're saying from the Rambam. Okay? One sec, Yudah. So I want to close today now. You guys got a lot to chazer, okay? What I want to close today is that we have to see tomorrow, bring it back to our Gemara now, is that Rabbi Kiveger, let's close with this kasha, in the Gilyon HaShas, guys, look inside on the daf, on Bezum and Bez. Read that inside. Matthew, go ahead. Look inside, guys. Shamid Rabbanan U'Mechayev, go ahead. Ayin Yuma, Gilyon HaShas. Guys, look inside the Rabbi Kiveger.
I'm Yuma, Nafteve Zavralev, Yotosos Yishan, Yer Masa Lechmora, Lamasha Kazav Sham, Isaac Mitzhanet,
the mitzvah Bama. What did the Tosfos Yeshanim say? That she was a Sedekis. She wasn't Mechuyev to do it. She did it on her own. Go ahead. The Kashali.
The Kashali. Mechabriyan,
the Sinusenu, the Kitama.
Kitama. Kazan Chain of Sarek.
Tashma, that she did pay attention to Rabbanan. Go ahead. Ha'afilu.
Ha'afilu.
What's the kasha? The kasha is that the Tosh Yishonim says she was a Sadekis. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara implies that she's what? Our Gemara implies that she's Mechuyiv to Mechanech. No? Doesn't our Gemara say she did everything al pi the Chachamim?
Yeah.
That implies that she's Mechuyiv. What'd you say? That's what the Tosh Yishonim says. Our Gemara doesn't say that. The Pnei Yeshua says, no, the Pnei Yeshua says, you want to tell me that you don't, she didn't pay attention to Dinim Drabanan? That's not true, the Gemara says. She did everything, Al Pi the Chachamim. Bezin was Mitzuver. Because why? She did everything, Al Pi the Chachamim. Because she was Mechuyiv. The Poshup Shah and the Gemara is saying that she was Mechuyiv to do it. So what I want to close today is with is Rabbi Kiriger's Kasha on the Tosh Yishonim. How could the Tosh Yishonim say she was a Sadekis? She only did it above the letter of law. The Gemara says black and white, she was Mechuyiv in it. She did everything Al Pi the Chachamim. So she was Mechuyiv in it. That's what the Gemara says, the Pnei Yeshua says. You want to tell me she didn't pay attention to the Rabbanans because a mother has no Din Chinuch. Therefore she didn't make a Sukkah Kshayra. The Gemara says no. She did make a, she does everything Al Pi the Chachamim. And therefore the, what she did was right. And the Chachamim what? L'maisru Mitzuvah B'zeh. They should have protested her. Because whatever she does is right. So what's the kasher of a Kivager? How could the Tosh Yishonim say she was a Sadekis? The Gemara is saying she was Mechuyiv to do what she did. And she did it right. That's why the Chum didn't yell at her. Bam kasha on the Tosh Yishonim. Rabbi Kivager, Tosh Yishonim, opened up the door of this whole Mahalach we had in what? We had in Chinuch. Okay? Tomorrow, we got to answer the kasha. And then we got to build it up a little bit more, and we've got to do that Tyson side. Yes, Yehuda, real quick.
If you want to say that the reason that a reason is because you don't want the Hidro going to go, then in our original case in the Gemara, where he says we don't have to stop reading the Velos, if he's eating the Velos, he looks like a God.
We'll discuss it. Let's daven. After Mincha, who wants to daven for the Almond? Who wants to daven for the Almond?